The first phase of the U.S.-China trade deal has its winners and losers. I'm David Brancaccio. President Donald Trump and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He signed phase one of a trade deal yesterday. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had told CNBC to look forward to not just a phase two, but perhaps a 2A, 2B, or 2C. This is a trade truce that may be temporary. Experts worry the U.S. could have trouble enforcing phase one. And while China agreed to further open its markets to a number of U.S. industries, some are coming out ahead of others. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
China promises to buy an additional $200 billion in American goods and services by 2021. But some experts are skeptical as to whether that makes up for the economic toll tariffs have already taken. Still, there are winners. In the deal, farmers are promised $32 billion of new agricultural purchases. Tech firms also get a boost. China says it will stop requiring companies to turn over their technologies in order to do business in the country. And financial services and pharmaceutical sectors are to gain new access to the Chinese market. But many of the issues that prompted the trade war are still there, like Chinese government subsidies for industries such as steel and solar. Those subsidies keep prices artificially low, forcing American companies to match and hurting bottom lines. Also, U.S. consumers are still stuck with tariffs on well over $300 billion worth of Chinese imports. More tariffs could pop up if either side thinks the other is not living up to the agreement. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Let us check the stock market. The FTSE in London is down 0.5%. S&P and NASDAQ futures are both up 0.3%. The Dow future is up 0.2%. And despite the fact that many other business media are writing rah-rah stories about the Dow at 30,000, it's in fact at 29,030. That means it has about 970 more points to go to reach that milestone. It took 23 trading days to gain the last 970. So call me around February 18th for this Dow at 30,000 story. Not that past performance is an indication of the future, but, you know, rough guide. Democratic candidates have been swearing off corporate money, even returning some, to the point that you might think that corporations are sitting out this fundraising cycle. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, keeping that kind of money out of the race is easier said than done.
Lots of corporate money is still flowing into the presidential campaign, including for Democrats. When candidates say they aren't accepting corporate donations, they're usually talking about avoiding money from a company's political action committee, aka a corporate PAC, because that kind of money is really easy to trace.
But PAC money is only one piece of the larger puzzle.
Zhao Li researches political contributions at Princeton.
Employees and corporate executives and even shareholders can make direct contributions to candidates that doesn't have anything to do with a PAC.
And are much tougher to track. Plus, a group of employees can always get together and coordinate their donations. And with millions of individual donors in this race, it makes it difficult for candidates to figure out where the money's coming from.
It's hard to say I'm not going to take money from individuals if they happen to work for corporations, right?
Another way corporate money seeps into the 2020 race, industry and trade groups. Constance Bagley is a lawyer who advises businesses on their political donations. She says it's safer to give to causes rather than campaigns, but if her clients insist, she tells them,
if you're going to play this game, first of all, be transparent. Second of all, if at all possible, get buy-in from your shareholders.
And if businesses just want to get their message across, they can always buy an ad to say what they want to candidates or about candidates. They'll spend that political budget somewhere.
Corporations are responding to the old adage of if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
And the tables aren't just in the White House. Bruce Fried runs the Center for Political Accountability, which tracks corporate money in politics. He says companies tend to spend much more at the state and local level.
They'll work through third-party groups like the Republican or Democratic Governors Associations or the Legislative Campaign Committees.
Even if some Democratic candidates don't want that money, the Democratic Party sure does. But all those corporate donations can be risky for business.
Companies face an environment where they have to really be very, very careful about their political spending and what it associates them with.
because social media sleuths are quick to point out any perceived conflict between a corporation's public position and its political contributions. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
With Russia's Vladimir Putin playing for enduring influence after he leaves the presidency in a few years, Russia is abruptly getting a new prime minister. It's a bit like the head of the Internal Revenue Service in the U.S. suddenly becoming Senate Majority Leader. Russia's chief tax man is now in line for the prime minister's spot if the Russian parliament approves. It is Mikhail Mishustin, a relatively unknown technocrat. Now, Mishustin did digitize the antiquated tax service there from Moscow. Here's the BBC's Sarah Rainsford.
The man who'll likely become Russia's next prime minister has had a low profile as the chief tax man. Efficient, but largely unseen, Mikhail Mishustin will now be propelled into the spotlight as one piece in a whole set of significant changes that include key amendments to the constitution. Many here are calling this the start of the transition, Vladimir Putin's manoeuvring to retain real power in Russia by changing roles after he has to step down as president in 4 years' time. The constitutional changes he wants will slightly weaken the presidency, slightly empower the parliament, and beef up a body known as the State Council, which Mr. Putin already heads. His exact plan still isn't clear, though. And the resignation of long-serving and long-suffering Prime Minister Medvedev surprised almost everyone. Things here are moving unusually quickly and unpredictably.
That is Sarah Rainsford with our editorial partner, the BBC. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.